Even though you repented, even though I've forgiven you, you're still not gonna get the best husband that you could get. You're still not gonna get the best wife that you could get. Hey guys, what's up? It's Morgan from the Paul and Morgan Show. And today Paul is not here. Sad. But I'm going to be talking today about, is it really worth it to save sex for marriage? That is a question you possibly are pondering. You're wondering why? Why does God want us to save sex for marriage? It's supposed to be this great thing, and we have to wait. This is coming from the perspective of a Christian who did not save sex for marriage. And I'm gonna get more into my backstory in just a minute. But if you're new here, make sure you subscribe, turn on that notification bell, because my husband and I make Christian advice videos on life, love, and dating to help you have hope and be free. All right. Let's get to it. So, a lot of you all watching this video probably already know that I was not a virgin. I have shared that before. We did a video on Girl Defined's channel where we talked about that and talked about how, you know, I told Paul and how that all looked. So, if you want to watch that, go check that out on their channel. I'll link it below. Not a lot of people talk about their past, especially Christians, if they ended up losing their virginity before marriage, you don't really hear it talked about much. And I do want to be respectful to my husband, Paul, but I am going to get real and raw with you because if you know me well, you know I like to get real and raw with y'all. All right, so is it really worth saving sex for marriage? Let me just take you back and tell you a little bit about my life, my story. I was born and raised a Christian. I was always taught to save sex for marriage. My mom and dad both taught me that very strongly. My mom very much ingrained that into my brain. So I grew up with somewhat of a fear of, okay, wow, if I have sex for marriage, one, I'm gonna go to hell. Two, I'm gonna have a baby. Three, my parents are probably gonna disown me, which is not anything they ever said. I just kind of assumed that they were going to disown me if I had sex before marriage and they found out. As I became a teenager and whatnot, I did my own research in the Word and reading these books on dating and just marriage and whatnot. I came to my own conclusion of, yeah, I want to save sex for marriage. When I was 17, almost 18, I met a guy, and right before I met that guy, I told God, keyword told, I told God that the next guy that came into my life was going to be the guy that I ended up marrying. I told him that, and I was very set on that, and so the next guy that came into my life, we met and we started dating, and I was like, okay, this is my husband. That is the mindset that I went into in that relationship. And I told that guy, I was like, yeah, you know, I'm not dating to like just have a relationship and have fun. Like, I'm dating to get married. And so, like, I believe that you're gonna be my husband. And he was like, okay. He was like, yeah, I mean, that sounds good. This poor guy, like, he had no idea what the heck he was getting into. I didn't either, but he really didn't. So, as our dating relationship continued, very early on, I told him I'm saving sex for marriage. We need to just be strong and we need to make sure that we don't do anything that would lead to sex because sex doesn't just happen. And so he agreed. And, you know, I don't ever really remember like sitting down with him and really setting boundaries. I think that we just had that conversation of just like, yeah, we're not gonna have sex until marriage. So, okay. Anyways, that was when I was 17. I turned 18 and I got a tattoo in an infinity sign. Thought that this was really cool. And it said, until marriage. Haters gonna hate. Okay, you guys, like, I know that was so stupid, but here's my reasoning, okay? First of all, I just wanted a tattoo, But I knew my parents were like not super against them, but were kind of just like, why do you need a tattoo? So I was like, I know what I'll do. I'll go and I'll get a tattoo, but I'll get a really good tattoo that they'll approve of. So I got a tattoo that said, until marriage, in an infinity sign. And my boyfriend was with me when I got it, and my sister. So that is what these hydrangeas are covering up because it used to be right in there. Listen, guys, I'm okay with talking about this. I'm okay with making fun of myself and looking back at myself and being like, you are such a dummy. Because I am fully redeemed and Jesus lives in me, and I can laugh at my mistakes because I've learned from them, okay? And I hope that you guys have not gone out and gotten until marriage tattoos. Not because I don't think you'll be able to save sex for marriage, but because it's just weird, okay? It's just weird having a tattoo on you that says until marriage. It's weird, okay? I'm sorry, it's weird. I can say that. I had it. So that was when I was 18, and then when I was 19, I lost my virginity. That was 2.5 years into my relationship is when I lost my virginity. Let's get something very clear, you guys. Sex did not just happen. I did not lose my virginity like that. My virginity was lost before I had had sex, actual intercourse. Like I said earlier, sex does not just happen. Boundaries that weren't ever really set were crossed. Lines were blurred. Morals were here, and then here, and then here, and then gone. Because once you start sinning, the next sin doesn't seem as bad, and the next sin, and the next, and the next. It doesn't seem as big of a deal, and you're really good at talking yourself into believing that, no, it's okay, it's okay. We're really good at doing that, you guys, for ourselves, about like of cheering ourselves on to believe that what we're doing is okay when really it is absolutely not. And I've talked about this before in my overcoming depression videos. When I started crossing those lines is when my depression and anxiety and suicidal thoughts just started like 100 times worse than before. Yeah, I lost my full virginity on one day, but the virginity, the purity of my body and my heart and my mind was already being lost a while before that. I ended up losing my virginity, one, because I didn't set boundaries. We never had a conversation, like, we never had a legit conversation about boundaries. We never wrote them down. We never prayed about it. Nothing. Number two, you know, neither of us was really walking with the Lord, but he really was not walking with the Lord whatsoever. He was not the leader of our relationship. He was not relying on God to lead him. And so, as much as when we first started dating, I was walking with the Lord and I was very confident in my walk with the Lord. It started dwindling because I aligned myself and connected myself with someone who did not see God as the number one priority in his life. So, you know, as my faith started to shake and his faith never was really fully there, we just kind of align one another and realize, like, what's the big deal? Who cares? Like, we think we're absolutely gonna get married. So, like, who cares if we have sex before marriage? Well, we didn't get married. As much as I had convinced myself to believe that this was the guy I was going to marry, 8 months into our relationship, we broke up for like a day or two. And when we got back together, something inside me knew this is not my husband. But I had convinced myself so much that no, I said the next guy that comes into my life, I'm going to marry. This is my husband. So I just forced that quiet little voice that was saying, no, girl, this ain't your husband, down and fully ignored it and just kept moving forward, making mistake after mistake after mistake with this guy. So just understand, we are really strong-headed people. When we start to convince ourselves of something, it can take a long, long time to wake up from that convincing and realize, whoa, that was me convincing myself. That was not God telling me anything. If anything, I was telling God, which I was telling God, no, God, this is my husband. This is my husband. And God just kept being like, oh, girl, no, it's not. But okay, you just go on, do your thing, live your life. Like, I'm trying to help you out, sister, but you are one strong-headed girl. And so I just encourage you right now, if you are in a place where you hear a small little voice in you, please, please give that small little voice more room to talk to you. That is the Holy Spirit trying to save you from a lot of pain, a lot of mistakes, a lot of baggage that you're gonna have to carry on for a long time. So don't be like me, please. Don't be like me. It's not worth it. I've talked to a few of my friends in the past too, have said that they had sex outside of marriage and they did end up marrying those men that they had sex with outside of marriage. And they all said almost the exact same thing of, it doesn't matter if you actually end up getting married, saving sex for marriage is so important. Because all of them said that when they got married, they all struggle with this like guilt and the transition of having sex in a kind of like forbidden way, and then all of a sudden it's supposed to be, now it's pure and it's good and it's allowed and it's acceptable, and God looks at it and is like, yes, please enjoy this. And it's very hard to go from one to the other. And so, you know, they talk about how the first year of their marriage, or even longer, was very hard for them because they struggled, both sides, the guy and the girl struggled with trying to figure out, okay, how do we view sex now? Just know that even if you do end up marrying the person that you want to have sex with, it's different. Sex outside of marriage is way different than sex inside of marriage. Sex inside of marriage is supposed to be this pure, beautiful, godly, creative, fun, exciting, beautiful thing that is not just a physical connection, is very much a physical connection, but not just. But it is this bond between one man and one woman that lasts for the rest of your all's lives, that connects you in not just a physical way, but a spiritual, mental, emotional way that can create life. And it's so beautiful and it's so wonderful. Sex outside of marriage is not that. I praise God because He has almost wiped my memory of my sexual past. I truly can't really remember a ton of it, and that is from prayer, that is from healing, that is from moving forward and letting go of the baggage, that is from forgiving myself, that is from accepting God's forgiveness, that is from accepting Paul's forgiveness. I am really truly grateful that I genuinely cannot really remember that much of like the details of things that happened physically, and they didn't last too long mentally or emotionally either for me because of God. But there are certain things that I remember, and what I remember is that sex outside of marriage with this guy was dangerous, it was stupid, it was done in really dumb places, it was disrespectful to myself and him, but to people that we loved. We were dishonorable towards God, towards ourselves, and again, towards people that we loved and respected. It's just like beyond me. When the ball of sin starts to get rolling, it rolls and rolls and rolls and rolls until it crashes into a wall or catches on fire. Sex outside of marriage, you guys, is fun for a time. Just like the Bible says, sin is fun for a time, but it leads to death. It led to death within me, okay? I was dying inside. Like, I'm not trying to be dramatic. I am just being very honest with you. I was dying inside with guilt, with grossness, with feeling dirty, with feeling wrong, with lying to the people that I loved, with just everything. Maybe you are at a place right now and you're thinking, I think I'm gonna marry this guy. Like, you might even be engaged to this person. And you're just thinking, so what is the point of saving sex for marriage? Is it because God is a dictator and he wants to rule our lives and blah, blah, blah? I'm telling you, God is not a dictator. He wants what is absolutely best for us. And what is best for us is to save sex for marriage. That's why he says, don't do it until marriage, because listen, if you do it before marriage, first of all, you're creating this bond, this physical, mental, emotional, spiritual bond with someone. And let's say that engagement breaks. So let's say you were wrong and this is not the person you are going to marry. The person you're going to marry is over here waiting for you, but you are connected to this person right now. You're gonna have to carry that connection with you onto this next person, at least for a little while. Like, I want to say God is a redeeming God. When I left that relationship and I repented for living in sin for far too long, like, God immediately redeemed me. I felt his forgiveness and I accepted it. And that's one thing that we struggle with, and I'm going to talk about that in a minute, is we struggle with accepting God's forgiveness. It might not be that easy for everyone, and I understand that, but I do believe it doesn't have to be this long, tedious, horrible process that you have to go through for years and years. So again, God is not a dictator. He is not trying to keep you from such pure enjoyment. He is not trying to keep you from fully enjoying your relationship with your boyfriend or girlfriend. That is not the case. But you do not need sex to fully enjoy having a relationship. Being in a relationship with a guy or a girl before marriage, you don't. It does not matter how much you love this person. If you love them enough, you can wait to have sex. If you know that you're gonna be with this person for the rest of your life, why do you have to rush? I would just say, take a step back, let that little voice speak to you, and ask yourself, okay, I love this person so much, and I do believe that we are going to get married. So why can I not wait a little bit longer? What is it going to hurt if you wait a little bit longer? Because again, and I'm not just saying to save sex for marriage because God says so. Obviously, that's the number one reason you should save sex for marriage. But there are things that can happen. This engagement could break, said that. You don't want to carry around this baggage for years to come. You don't want to have to tell your husband or your wife, you're not my first. Guys, it was not easy for me to tell Paul, sorry, you're not my first. That was not easy. That was an uncomfortable conversation, and I praise God all the time for the amount of love and grace and mercy that he showed me. Paul genuinely was just like, that's okay. And I was Paul's first kiss. Like, what? So it's just crazy, okay? Also, another reason it's worth saving sex for marriage is you don't have to carry around this stress of like, oh, I'm going to hang out with my boyfriend today. He's probably going to want to have sex again. You don't need to add that to your relationship. Like, relationships are supposed to be fun, intentional, purposeful things. And when you add sex to the relationship, it changes the dynamics of everything. When my ex-boyfriend and I started having sex, it was so weird. Every time we hung out, like, it was kind of like, so, are we just gonna have sex and then go our separate ways? Like, it just was weird. And like, we did things other than just have sex, but I'm just saying it was always this thing that you carried around. It's just, you don't need to add that to your relationship, okay? Another really good reason it is worth it to save sex for marriage is that you might be in an unhealthy relationship. Like, sex aside, this guy might be a jerk. He might be physically abusive to you, emotionally abusive to you. But when you start having sex, you've created this bond and it makes it 10, 20, 30, 100 times harder to leave him because you've had sex with him. And that bond was created, that bond that God created for one man and one woman to have for the rest of their lives. And now it's going to be so much harder for you to leave that relationship. The more lines you cross, it doesn't have to be just intercourse. Seeing one another naked, touching one another in your private areas, crossing lines into oral sex, into hand jobs, into whatever. When you cross lines like that, it makes it that much harder for your brain to think logically and be like, no, this guy's not good for me, I'm out of there. It makes it that much harder. Which is why it took me 3.5 years to end the relationship. So there are many reasons why you should save sex for marriage. Those are just a few, and they're my opinions. They're my experiences. I'm not talking from a place of lack of experience. I have experienced all of the crap I'm talking about. If I had to experience it so you don't have to, then okay, it was worth it. Because, I mean, like, seriously, you guys, the Lord is a smart, smart creator. He created the universe. He created the breath in your lungs. Don't you think that when he said sex before marriage is not a good thing, obviously he didn't phrase it like that, he meant it for a reason, an important reason. He meant it so that we, his children, who he absolutely loves and adores, would not be hurt or broken or have to carry around baggage or negative thoughts towards ourselves. Oh, guys, I've had to learn the hard way in many areas of my life that God is just really smart and he knows what he's talking about. If you have had sex, if you are in a relationship right now and you have crossed that line, whether you've had intercourse or you've done other things that are sexual, I want to say, one, it's not too late to stop and to turn back from that. It's not going to be easy if you want to stay with that person that you have crossed that line with. It's possible, you absolutely can take that step back and not cross that boundary again, but it's going to be very hard, and you have to be smart and strong enough to bring people into your life, to be honest, tell them what you did. Sucks that you have to be honest, but you got to bring that sin to light, because the enemy wants to keep it in the dark, and you keep it in the dark and things just, I mean, it doesn't ever get healed. The enemy hates the light. So bring it to the light, tell people, have mentors, help you stay accountable, help you set boundaries so that you don't go back to doing that. And these boundaries might have to be even stricter than ever before. And you're just gonna have to deal with that because it's worth it. It is worth not living in sin. Secondly, if you've had sex, you're no longer in that relationship, you've repented and you've turned from that sex, but you are still struggling with forgiving yourself. First of all, you need to understand, if you've repented, which means you've turned away from that life of sin, and you're going down the straight and narrow path now, God, the creator of the universe, has forgiven you. If God, the creator of the universe, can forgive you, you, a measly little human being, can forgive you. Another reason you might be struggling with forgiving yourself is maybe you have accepted that God's forgiven you, but have you forgiven the person that you crossed boundaries with? Have you forgiven the person you had sex with? Because that is key. I mean, God says that we've got to forgive so that he will forgive us. If you are holding on to this grudge, if you are holding on to this anger, to this bitterness towards the person you had sex with, you have to let that go. It's over. It's been done. There's nothing you can do about it other than forgive them. I'm just gonna say it again, you guys. If the God of the universe can forgive you, you can forgive yourself. Stop letting the enemy hold you down. Stop letting the enemy bring up your past. Your past is your past. It's done. The enemy only has as much control over you as you give him. So you rebuke him. You tell him to get behind you. You are free. You are forgiven. You are clean. You are made new. Second to last thing I want to say is I carried this anger in me towards my ex for years. I didn't even realize it. Even after I forgave him. A few years later, I came to find out after talking to some godly women and getting counsel from them that I was still carrying around this anger. I mean, there were so many reasons why I was angry towards this guy. Him taking my virginity was one of those reasons. And him not stopping us from continuing to have sex, I just carried around such anger towards him of like, you are supposed to be the leader. You are supposed to follow God. You were supposed to see that this was not right. And you didn't care. You saw me getting sick. So I just carried this so much anger around. And you gotta let go of the anger. When I finally let go of it, it really, really was a huge weight lifted off of me. We're not meant to carry so much anger around. Anger is a sin. It is not meant to live with us on a daily basis. We're not supposed to hold hate and anger and disgust towards other people in our lives and our bodies on a daily basis. It will eventually make us sick. And it was making me sick that I was still carrying around this anger. And so when I finally let it go, I was just like, wow. And I mean, this was after me being married and loving Paul, but I was still in the back of my head carrying around this anger that I was not even aware of. So I would say, you know, ask yourself, am I still carrying around this anger towards the person I had sex with? Because if you are, like, I suggest that you talk to someone and work through that and you let go of it fully so that you can move forward fully. I want to finish off with saying, if you have had sex before marriage and you have repented now and are living a new life, this does not mean you have to settle for less. This does not mean you have to settle for a less godly man. I mean, I feel like I got the godliest man ever. And I was a wreck. Like, what? God does not play like that. He is not like, oh, you messed up here, so now you ain't gonna get a good husband. Even though you repented, even though I've forgiven you, you're still not gonna get the best husband that you could get. You're still not gonna get the best wife that you could get. Stop thinking like that. That is the enemy, and again, rebuke him. And you do not have to settle for less now. Alright, you all, I love you so much, and I hope that this video encouraged you. I hope that it was a video that you needed to hear right now in your time of life, and it encourages you to stay strong and trust that the Lord is good, and He wants the best for you. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day. I will see you very soon. Have hope and be free.